Good afternoon. The Australian share market has put together a workmanlike performance in the final trading session of the week. It's gained just over 1% at the close of trade. That was a moderation from its best levels of the early part of the session when it was up by around 1.3%. Thereafter, the market took a little bit of a dip. There was a moment in late morning trade where we saw the US futures come away a little bit. Probably difficult to ascribe any science to it. It was coincidentally around that time when we saw the release of profits for Chinese industrial companies, which was down by 8.5%. In April in annualized terms. So that was the worst outcome since April of 2020. Just spoke to the challenges that the Chinese economy faces. And so, as I said, US futures dipped away and that took the momentum off the local market. Was able to build some of that back towards the end of the session, but wasn't able to finish within meaningful sight of its best levels of the day. So over the course of the week, that meant that the ASX 200 was up by about 0.5%. Or about 37 points. So the value in that comes from the fact that it's the second consecutive week of improvements when the market was up by about 1% in the previous week. So it's difficult to hang any sort of hope on these consolidation efforts in this kind of a bear market, I suppose is what you would call it. The sell-offs are aggressive and the grind higher or consolidation process seems to last a long time. So in terms of the moves today that made the difference, it was the energy stocks that were the most improved group. So Woodside Petroleum was up by around 3.5%. Santos shares were up by about 1%. So that all turns around the fact that oil prices are at new 14-year highs. They rose by the most part of 4% in the last day. So that translated into the performance there. Mining stocks also doing reasonably well under the circumstances, it must be said, given all of the underwhelming discussion when it comes to the challenges faced by the Chinese economy. So BHP shares are up 2.5%, Rio up by a similar amount. Bank stocks were also an important part of today's considerations with the leading names higher. CBA was up 1.2%, Macquarie Group did well, up by around 3%, Bank of Queensland was up by 1.2%. There weren't many blemishes in today's trade, but healthcare stocks underwhelmed, with CSL shares down by about 0.5%, and grocers were also conspicuous in their weakness. So Coles shares were down by around 0.2%. So there was a fair bit of company news to unpick today, I suppose. The disappointing part of things was the performance of Appen. So yesterday had an extraordinary gain, increasing by almost a third, up by 29%. Today down by around 23% after the Canadian IT group TELUS International withdrew its takeover bid. So the shares finished down 23%. So going from rooster to feather duster in short order, and disappointing for Appen investors, which have been long suffering because of the underperformance of the share price in recent history. So in terms of the most improved stocks today, PointsBet did well. It was up 16%. There was news of a substantial holding. State Street intermediaries had taken a 5% stake in the organization. Block shares did well, so up by around 6%. Paladin up 4%. You know, the conversation over the course of the last week with the Labor side of politics prevailing in the election, you know, there's been a lot of discussion around the future of fossil fuels. And look, at the margins, perhaps that has seen Paladin and uranium perhaps get a little bit of support in that context. But on the negative side of the ledger, Incitec Pivot down by around 4% today. The residue of its recent announcement that the group will be separating its fertilizer and explosive business continues to cast a pall over the stock. St. Barbara Limited and Gold Road Resources not benefiting from a bit of a upswing in gold prices this week. That's stock down. Those stocks were down by around 2% today. So as far as the week was concerned, PointsBet doing well, up by around 12%, Coden up 16%, Novonics and InvoCare each falling by around 9%. Over the course of the week, energy the most improved, and technology was the underperforming sector, falling by around 3.5%. So as far as the economic news of the day was concerned, retail trade was up by 9.6% in annualized terms over the course of the last 12 months, rising by 0.9% in April, so hitting a record high of $33.9 billion. So that's part of the reason why retailers did quite well under the circumstances today. We had food retail up 2% in the last month, clothing was up 3%, household goods down by around 2.7% with a similar performance as far as department stores are concerned. So even though the cost of living discussion is a big topic at the moment and consumer sentiment is falling, interesting to note that the actions of consumers still continue to hold up. So that was part of the reason why your retail-facing names did quite well today. As far as the Aussie dollar is concerned, it's trading still around that 71 US cent mark at the moment. It's ahead tonight, a big night. We've got that inflation measure that the US Fed looks at, the measure of inflation that's tied to what US workers earned and spent. That is a big deal, and that will very much colour the beginning of next week's session as far as global markets are concerned. Have a lovely weekend.